You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Oh, where to begin on this trending report except to say it's National Chocolate Cake Day.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Love me some chocolate cake. Come on, Costco, bring it back.
We dove into some chocolate cake here at the station a couple of days ago, and I noticed it's still in the fridge.
Chocolate frosting, chocolate cake, and then chocolate something or other in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. And then Sunday is National Puzzle Day, and you know how much I'm crazy about my puzzles,
you love
too.
It. Yeah, you do.
So this is a great weekend for me. What else is going on? Let's see. There's a story that's out about people getting tattoos. And I want to talk about this quickly because it's interesting. They did some research to see what were the most popular languages for people to get word-based tattoos. Like, if you're getting a photo, obviously, it's not important.
Yeah.
But for people who get little sayings on there, they say the most common one are names, then a single letter or a character, then a quote. Lyrics are on the list. But English is not even close to being one of the top 10 languages that people do these words in when they get them tatted. Number one is Japanese, followed by Chinese.
Yeah, because you always see that, the people with the little symbols on their arm or whatever, and they're like, this means brave and courageous.
And don't then
you know, somebody translate it and it's like tater tot or something.
Yeah,
you know?
It's always hilarious when people screw it up.
Brave and courageous.
And Jeremy, along those lines, English might not be, English isn't all, is all the way down at number 10. However, America is number one in demand for tattoo removals and
well,
corrections
sure.
because of all the mistakes people
make. Because you
think
it means brave and courageous? Nope.
Tater tots.
It means tater tot. You're my little tater tot.
I would, you know, if I got a tattoo, it'd be funny to have a picture of a tater tot.
Wouldn't that be great, actually?
Good conversation starter.
Would.
So I was reading about this animated show that's out called Velma. It's like an adult spinoff of Scooby-Doo, and it's based on the character Velma from, you know, the Scooby-Doo and the Mystery Machine, right? Well, what the funny thing is, I've heard Mindy Kaling's in this. I've heard so many people say that it's just really horrible.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we have proof. It is officially the worst rated animated show in the history of that site, IMDb, which,
yes.
You know, they always quote all the time. It's got like a 90% approval rate. It's 95%. This one's 86%, blah, blah, blah. Get a load of this. Velma got a user rating out of 10, like 1 to 10. Velma earned a 1.3.
Yeah, I'm actually just dying to see it just so I can see how bad it is and what the big fuss is about it. It's become a big thing on social and Instagram where it's like, you think this is bad? Well, you haven't watched Velma yet, you know? So I want to see it just to see how bad it is.
That's funny.
I know. It's an HBO Max thing, I think.
Isn't it? Yes, it is.
I don't have that.
It is on HBO Max. I'll have to check it out.
I'll borrow it.
I've got HBO Max. I'll check it out. I got some news for nerds. I like to do that on Fridays. I have used this ChatGPT. Are you hip to that, by the way?
Mm-mm.
It's an artificial intelligence little chat bot. And what it can do is it will write things for you. There are a lot of people concerned that, like my other job, writer is going to go away because these AIs are going to be doing all the writing. Well, now the ChatGPT chatbot AI passed an exam at the Wharton School of Business. That's a very elite, prestigious business school. And now teachers and professors are worried that more and more students will use it to cheat. Recent studies found that this little AI is capable of achieving a master's degree and could pass the bar exam or a medical license exam.
That's cool and creepy. Cool and creepy.
Man, oh man.
That's crazy, man.
Let's see. And then one other thing I was telling you about robots. I got two quick stories on robots. One is Japan is now using robots for their security. And there's these really interesting, you know, because you think we laugh about mall cops and everything.
Yeah.
But now they've got these, they look like tall versions of Roombas. And they are patrolling around all these public places.
Slow down.
Yeah.
No
but
running.
Here's the good one. People who are worried about, you know, robots turning evil, now apparently we wouldn't even be able to put them in jail because researchers have created humanoid-looking little robots that can shape-shift and turn into liquid.
Wow, it's like Terminator 2!
Exactly.
All day long. long.
Exactly right. And they,
how original.
They demonstrated this ability with this video showing a robot changing forms to escape a cell door in a jail.
It's the beginning of the end.
We are officially at the beginning of
this
the end.
This is it. They're going to take us out.
I love it, man. I just love it.
It freaks me out, buddy.
All right, what else is trending?
Biggest trending local news. Colorado natives and longtime residents are becoming even more excited hearing the news that Casa Bonita is officially hiring. The restaurant plans to reopen in May. It's an iconic restaurant. You know, they're drumming up some promotion and some excitement.
I love that, you know, you can go apply right now to be a cliff diver.
Where do I apply?
Go be a cliff diver. That would be one of the coolest things to have on your resume.
It really would, actually.
As you talk about being able to get drinks at a bar, man. People would be buying you drinks all day.
What do you do for a living? Dive off cliffs.
I was a cliff diver at Casa Bonita.
Crap. Shots. Let's see. The most streamed shows of 2022 list came out. Stranger Things on there. 52 billion hours worth of streaming. And then Encanto, which was a heavily streamed movie in my house for many months. 27.4 billion hours of streaming. My God.
Come on, people.
Come on, people. Go outside. Other TV news, The Simpsons have been renewed through 2025.
God.
They're going to surpass 800 episodes. For the
Simpsons.
Wow. Holy crap. My God.
We did a thing one time where we said if you sat down and you watched all of them from start to finish without taking a bathroom break, sleeping, how long it would take?
It's a long time.
It's a long ass time.
It's a really long time. And then, Dom, I don't know if you were going to talk about this, but I guess I can just throw it in real quick. Big news, Ballerina. A lot of people don't know that Ballerina is part of our company, KSE. And we get the announcements that come out on emails, you know, for concerts and things that are coming to Ballerina. And yesterday, we got one for John Mayer coming back to town.
Oh, believe me, I suck because I know how you feel about John Mayer.
Not my favorite.
But I'm going to play one of his songs.
He's a little cheese, but if you guys want to see him, Monday, April 3rd, Ball Arena, he'll be back. I guess he's doing like a solo acoustic tour. So
yeah, solo acoustic. Just going to grab his guitar and play, and he
sit
can play guitar. Man.
Yeah,
I saw him at Red Rocks. You know, it gives me an excuse to play one of his songs, and you can leave the room because I know you don't care for him. But
it's not the running through the halls of the high.
Running through the halls, well, man.
That's my bathroom.
You can have that, or your body is a wonderland.
I'll let you pick. You like John Mayer? It's fine. It'll be fine. Dom, do you have the home?
By the way, tickets go on sale a week from today.
Yes,
a week
so
from today.
It'll be sold out. Everybody will be there. Do you have the Home Depot music?
Oh, I absolutely do. Do you need
this? This is for all the single ladies. It's time for you to go shopping for a man at Home Depot at one of their over 2,000 locations. The Home Depot has become an unlikely spot to look for dates thanks to TikTok. Apparently, ladies are deleting dating apps in 2023 because there has been such a rush and so much promotion from some of these ladies posting about how they met their man at Home Depot. And the trick is to go to the lumber aisle or any other aisle, honestly, and just kind of look confused. And they say you'll find a hard-working man. And
when was this written? In the 1960s?
I know that's exactly what I thought when I read this, but this is popping right now this month. Some TikToker said, ladies, no joke, Home Depot is where you want to go if you want to meet a man. And they even give you times. They say go there when they open at like 5 a.m. because that's when they're getting ready for work and collecting everything for the day. And then the days to avoid are Saturdays because that's when all the married men are there. But Friday nights are a banger at Home Depot because she says, this TikToker says all the taken men are out with their significant others and all the single men are at Home Depot on Friday night. So why not?
Okay.
If you're looking for a guy, go to a hardware store. I don't think it's that barbaric or...
But just the way they wrote it.
Sexist or anything like that. Yes.
So go to the lumber section and act like you're so confused.
And that's not us talking. This is actual women on TikTok.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense. Are they supposed to twirl their hair too? Oh my. I don't know. It's the 2x4s.
I don't know what I'm doing here. That part, yes.
Pretty
dated. It's a little. God. It's a little silly, but. I mean, would the same thing work for a guy if he went into an Ulta or a Victoria's Secret?
I don't know anything about conditioner.
I mean, why wouldn't it work?
All right. Let's play John Mayer.
You want to do that? Do I have anything else I want to say?
You got clickbait, though.
I do. God, there's so much. All right, let's do clickbait.
All right.
Clickbait.
It's a little ridiculous. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It's supposedly the recipe for the world's best pasta sauce. This came from some writer back
'92.
And yeah, that's why I found this funny, because Dom's dad's pasta sauce takes like 6 hours.
And it doesn't. You doesn't have
it's
to.
It's a process. And
it's at least 3 to 4.
Honestly, this one's gone viral because it's 3 ingredients.
What are the ingredients?
3 ingredients. I'm not telling you. Then why should you go to our Facebook?
Oh, okay.
Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
Clickbait.
All right, that's what's trending with your boys in the morning here at Denver's Mix 100.